whose idea was it? Who thought it was a good idea to have some men in front of godly men? We're not saying everybody there was saved, but in front of what's supposed to be godly men, rip off his shirt, put a sword down his throat like it's something else in his throat, and jump on a pole and gyrate and and turning upside down. Like, who thought that this was going to be a good idea? Hey, what's going on, family? Welcome back to the podcast. Just want to say I appreciate you guys for joining me on this week. It is always a pleasure to have you on the In the Word podcast. I just want to say really quickly, guys, that I truly do appreciate all of the support that I've been getting on the YouTube channel, on the podcast, like wherever you guys been consuming this content. I just want to say I appreciate you guys and thank you guys for all of your comments, all of the love that you guys, you know, have been sending and showing. I just want to say I truly appreciate it. And I encourage you guys to keep on sharing your testimonies with me because they have definitely been a blessing, and continue to pray for me as I pray for you as well. But listen, I want to jump into this podcast, and I'm sure some of you may be here because you saw the thumbnail. But just to give a little backstory on this, recently I was online and I kept seeing different thumbnails for different videos, especially on YouTube, about Pastor Mark Driscoll rebuking something that happened at a men's conference. Now, understand, I know who Pastor Driscoll is, but I don't know who Pastor Driscoll is. And what I mean by that is I've heard of him over the years. I even saw a video a long time ago where somebody said something about something he did. I can't even remember what it was about, but I've never watched any of his sermons. I don't know where his church is. I don't know where he's from, but I just know that he's a pretty popular guy just from being on the internet for all these years. So I keep seeing thumbnail after thumbnail, reaction video after reaction video. I keep seeing all the different thumbnails. So I said, man, let me just watch this and see what this is about. So after watching it, I said, you know what? I want to talk a little bit about this myself, and maybe a little bit from a different perspective. But basically, you know, I watched the video, and let me say this really quickly. One of the reasons why I want to talk about this is because this whole entire year, and even from the beginning of this channel, we touch on things that happen in church, things that we see in leadership. We talk about accountability. But this year, we've been talking about this stuff a lot. And I think it's because God has been revealing different things to us. And what I say to you guys is, like, when God is revealing these types of things, you know, don't take it for granted. Like, when God is showing you these red flags about certain leaders, about certain ministries, and this could be in the church or in the world, this could be your neighbor, right? This could be a coworker. When the red flags are there, don't be naive to them. Don't act like they're not there. Like, it's something to pray about. There may be a decision that has to be made, you know, when it comes to ministry, of maybe whether leaving the church or maybe talking to the pastor, whatever have you. And that's why I wanted to talk about this today, because we've been on this topic this year heavier than any other year since I've been doing content on these different platforms. But basically what happened was there was a men's conference, and I believe the name of the conference was the Stronger Men's Conference. And this is going to be very ironic. And when I explain to you what happened, if you don't already know, because like I said, it was everywhere. And basically, they're having this men's conference, and the host of the conference is a guy by the name of Pastor John Lindell, who is the pastor of the James River Church. Now, I've never heard of this guy before, never seen him before, never heard of the James River Church. But obviously, for them to have this type of conference, to have these different types of names there that other people know that seem to be popular, this guy is probably, I'm assuming, pretty popular where he is and probably online too. But I have never heard of him, right? But basically, what happens is they're opening up this conference. I don't know if it's the first night, second night. I don't even know how many nights they had, if it was just one night. But a guy comes on stage to perform. Now, there's a pole on the stage already. So, you know, you see the pole and it's like, well, you know, wow, you know, I wonder what that's for. And this guy, he rips off his shirt, rips open his jacket or shirt or whatever he has on. He's bare chested. He swallows a sword all the way down his throat. Now, think about all of the things I'm saying. He He rips off his shirt, vest, whatever it was he had on. This is at the Stronger Men's Conference. Listen to what I'm saying. The Stronger Men's Conference, right? This is a guy with no shirt on, muscles showing, skin showing. He then puts a long sword down his throat and then proceeds to jump on a stripper pole, pretty much what it was, and starts performing. So just watching that, and I don't even want to get into that yet. I just want to tell you what happened with Pastor Driscoll and Pastor Lindell, and then I'll give you my thoughts on just the whole thing in general. But he starts performing, whatever have you. He finishes. Pastor Driscoll, is his turn to come up and speak. And basically, he openly rebukes what happened. But I want to kind of show you what happens here, because, you know, when he starts to address the performance, you know, he says whatever he says before that. And then he starts to go in about what he saw and everybody else saw at the Stronger Men's Conference. Right. So listen to what he says, though, once he starts addressing this. He says, "This isn't a rebuke or correction to anyone, but it's an observation." And what I want to say about that is it definitely can be an observation, but it's definitely a rebuke for sure. You know what he's going to go in and say. And so while he's talking about what happened, you know, and he's talking about how this is inappropriate and some of the things that can come from this, the guy, Pastor Lindell, Pastor John Lindell, you can hear him yelling from wherever he's sitting, "You're out of line, Mark. You're out of line, Mark." So long story short, basically he yells that, and eventually he kicks Mark Driscoll off the stage. And the thing that is very interesting is when he kicks him off the stage and goes to get on the stage, or gets on the stage, Pastor Lindell gets on the stage, you hear some of the men chanting, "Bring him back, bring him back, bring him back." So we see that some of the men there, if not a good amount of them, definitely didn't have a problem with what he said, because in my opinion, it needed to be said. Now, I'm going to tell you what Pastor Lindell said about why he said the things that he said to Mark and why he kicked him off the stage. But I think in that particular situation, that was something that needed to be said. Like, I'm not going to post a video up here because it's all over the internet. All you got to do is just Google it on YouTube, you know, search it on YouTube or just Google it outright. It's going to pop right up. But not only is this guy was up there dancing, no shirt, you know, they're saying that he's like an ex-male stripper, right? You know, so it's just a lot of weird stuff going on with this whole situation. But anyway, Pastor Lindell gets up there. You know, he's kicked Mark off the stage. People are chanting, "Bring him back." Now, this is what Pastor John has to say. He brought up the "ought against your brother" scripture. Basically, he was saying Mark didn't handle this correctly. And the scripture that he brought up was Matthew 18, 15 through 18. And I'm going to read it for you guys, right? And the scripture is, "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother." And we know this is a powerful scripture, and it is the text. It is the scripture, right? So what the scripture is saying is true. Listen what it goes on to say. "But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established." Verse 17. "And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican." "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So this is the scripture that he brings up, right? That basically Pastor Mark Driscoll should have addressed him alone. And he also says, you know, while he's up there, that he talked to Pastor Driscoll for a half an hour and he said none of this, right? So I'm assuming that he talked to him either while this was going on or after it went on, or maybe he knew that it was going to go on. I don't know. Because even when I watched a couple of videos, some people felt like this was a publicity stunt by Pastor Driscoll, that he knew what was going to go on. Either way, I don't know, guys. I can't tell you if he knew, if he didn't know. But as far as the open rebuke, whatever his intentions was, good or bad, I don't have any problem with it, because even though Pastor Lindell brought up that scripture, and this scripture is true, there is another scripture that we can look at. Proverbs 27:5 says, open rebuke is better than secret love, right? And the reason why I brought up that scripture is because it happened publicly. It's happened right before all of these guys' eyes, right? So I have no problem with that type of rebuke or that open rebuke. And I've seen this in, you know, over the years of being in ministry. I've heard stories where, even with my own pastor, where God spoke to him where something was going on in the service and God said, listen, this need to be addressed right now. And guess what? The person that was rebuked in the service, they didn't receive it. They didn't like it. But there are some things that they have to be addressed right then. And I feel like this is one of those things. Now, if Pastor Driscoll has some type of motive behind it and all of that, who knows? I don't know the man personally. I don't know his heart. I don't know his intentions. And that's why I thank God we have the Lord, right? Because the Bible says that he knows the intentions of men's hearts. Like, we can't hide anything from him, right? But, you know, Pastor John, you know, he ended up, you know, saying that he had talked to Mark for a half an hour and he had said none of this. And, you know, something, you know, this is another thing he said I wanted to read really quickly before I make my point. He says something like this: he's not going to sit back and let Pastor Driscoll do what he was doing without calling him out. But if you think about it, the thing that he was doing to Pastor Driscoll right now is basically what he had did to him. And with this whole situation with this guy on this pole and dancing and doing all this weird and wild stuff, he's basically, the thing that he's accusing him of, that's what he's doing now. Because somebody can look at Pastor Lindell and say, listen, what you told him that he should have done, you could have done that. You could have let him stay on there, said whatever he had to say, and then afterwards talked to him alone and addressed it, right? But he didn't feel the need to do that. So, you know, as you can see, you know, one feels one way, the other feels the other way, but this is how it all played out, right? And from what I understand, this was a good thing. You know, they were able to talk about it and settle their differences while the conference was still going on. And I believe they actually addressed it live, like during the conference. They came back on stage, you know, talked about what happened. You know, I'm sure they both gave their different perspectives of why they said what they said. But, you know, the reason why I say that, that's a good thing, whether, you know, people believe in these men or not, or feel that they're good pastors or not. Like I said, I don't know much about either one of these guys. But the reason why I said that had to be a good thing to do and to see is because we talk a lot about unity on here, right? We talk a lot about that. The way that people will know that we are Jesus' disciples is by our love one for another. And look, maybe that could have had a motive behind it, them getting back on stage. I don't know, you know, but I think that's a good thing, right? But my main thing that I really wanted to address out of all this, right? I just wanted to kind of just tell you guys what happened, you know, give you a picture of what happened. And like I said, you can look it up and go watch the video in its entirety, I'm sure, and see what, you know, what was said and what the guy was doing, all the performing and stuff. But my main thing that I wanted to get into and talk about when it comes to all of this is, why did Pastor Lindell or whoever came up with this idea, why did they think that this was a good decision? Like in whose right mind at a the stronger men's conference, a spiritual conference, a biblical conference, a conference dealing with Christians, right? Those that believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Whose idea was it? Who thought it was a good idea to have some men in front of godly men? We're not saying everybody there was saved, but in front of what's supposed to be godly men, rip off his shirt, put a sword down his throat like it's something else in his throat, and jump on a pole and gyrating and turning upside down. Like, who thought that this was going to be a good idea? I don't care if he's a current male stripper, an ex-male stripper. I don't care if he, you know, is a delivery driver for a bakery or works in corporate. I don't care what he does, and he dances on the side. That is out of control. That is nonsense. That is foolishness. There's no way that should have ever happened. And I don't understand how anybody, just, you don't need the spirit of discernment for this. Just common sense will tell you this is not a good idea. This is not helping any of us here at the Stronger Men's Conference coming to become stronger in God. This is not helping any of us. So I don't know what that was about. It's very weird. It doesn't make sense. And it seems like something else is going on there. Without me assuming, I can't tell you what that is, and I'm not trying to assume what that is, but that just doesn't make sense. Those of you that are listening to the sound of my voice and that have seen it, or you're just picturing it in your mind, it just doesn't make sense. It's just like the whole thing that happened with Bishop Jakes recently, right? Where people was getting on him and stuff like that. And you had, you know, some on this side that felt one way about the whole Puff Daddy stuff, right? Some on this side said, oh, you're attacking the bishop. And some on this side said, no, that doesn't make sense that he would be there. And that's my thing, right? Whether Bishop, even with Bishop Jake's situation, whether he is there, quote unquote, doing the right thing, whatever, what in his right mind said to him that this is going to be a good idea to be at this man's party? When we know the type of parties that this guy has, there's, you know, this isn't any secret. Like, this isn't a good idea to do, right? You can go and have breakfast with this man if you feel like you need to talk to him. If you're doing business with him, I don't even know if that's a good idea or not. But let's say you're doing business with him. You could have met with him anywhere. And I'm just using that as an example. I'm not trying to get at Bishop Jakes, but I'm just saying some of the things that we see, like men and women of God do, that we see in ministry, some of it is just common sense. Like, listen, bro, that's just not going to be a good look, right? You know, that's like me. You know, some of you know my past. I used to be in the streets, used to be in the gang, used to be hustling, selling drugs, all that. That's like me going to somebody's house where they're bagging crack up and just chilling in the house while they're bagging crack, talking about them doing ministry. It doesn't make sense, right? So that was my thing from this whole, when I watched the video, that's why I wanted to talk about this, because I'm like, yo, whose idea was this? And this is the type of stuff that has to raise red flags in our mind. Now, I don't know Pastor Lindell of the James River Church. I don't know him from a can of paint, never heard his sermons. Maybe some of you have. And so I'm not saying that this particular red flag means, listen, just leave that church or stop messing with this guy. But when stuff like this happens, these are the things you, this is something that's so serious that you have to start to pray about, right? And say, God, well, how should I handle this? And maybe he addressed the church. Maybe he came back and said, listen, that was, I don't know what I was thinking or what we was thinking, whatever have you, right? I don't know. But I'm saying this is the type of stuff that I'll be talking about when we see those red flags, when we see things happening. Like, yo, don't neglect what you're seeing. Like, this is what it is. Go pray about it. Or if the Lord leads you to talk to your leader about it, like your pastor saying something crazy, he's constantly talking about him instead of the Lord, either you pray about possibly leaving or pray about how to address him and talk to him. And if they're the type of person that you can't talk to, you know, they just feel like they're too high for all that, then there's a decision that you have to make between you and the Lord. But what I'm saying is these are the things that we have to see, be honest about, and be willing to do something about it. And that doesn't mean you just leave the church right away or just, you know, turn your back on this person and don't mess with them at all. But you got to pray about this stuff. You got to be honest with yourself about this stuff, because that's how people get caught in these Jim Jones and David Koresh. And I'm not comparing Pastor Lindell or Pastor Driscoll to these individuals. I'm just using that as an example. But this is how these people got caught in the Waco, Texas, how they got caught with, you know, in the whole, you know, Jim Jones situation, right? Because they wasn't honest about what they were seeing and hearing. When you watch documentaries about these guys and you hear testimonies, they were doing crazy stuff way before it got super extreme. So I just wanted to say to you guys, don't neglect what you're seeing, spiritually or naturally. Be honest with yourself, right? We as leaders are here to serve. We're not here to be idolized, and we are not here to be untouchable, right? That touch my, not my anointing to do my prophets no harm. That scripture is taken out of context most of the times by people that's saying that, right? You have a right to say something to that individual. If you've been at that church, that's your pastor. You have a right to set up a meeting, however your system works, and say, Pastor, what's that about? The scriptures, I don't see that in the scriptures. You know, you're making stuff up. It's okay to do that, right? because you want to make sure that you are following somebody that is following the Lord. But I'm going to get off of it. I just didn't understand when I finally saw what everybody was going crazy about. And I didn't see everybody's reaction video. I only saw a couple, but I didn't see many people saying, you know, why did somebody think that would be a good idea, right? Like, they're so caught up on the Pastor Driscoll rebuke and Pastor Lindell's response. Like, is anybody asking the question, why is this bald-headed guy with no shirt on, with a sword down his throat, climbing up and down a pole and doing all types of weird moves in front of a bunch of men that are supposed to be following after Christ? It just doesn't make sense. And it's weird and it's wild. I wasn't going to be with all that. If that was a conference, a business conference, and I was in the world, wasn't saved, I would be like, what is this guy doing up here? Like, what is this about? Like, what's the point of this, right? Doesn't make sense to me, but know that I love you guys. I always appreciate you guys hopping on the podcast. Don't forget to like this video. Don't forget to share it. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. And know also that you can check the podcast out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. There's so many different platforms, iHeart, that you can check it out if you want to listen to it, you know, through audio. Please do so. Just keep supporting us. We appreciate you guys. Know that I love you guys. And until the next time we hop on the podcast together, Shalom.